From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled, Unfailing Promises of an Unfailing God. The text is chapter 23 and verse 14, where Joshua exhorted the children of Israel with these words, Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Looking back over his life, Joshua saw that the hand of the Lord had led him. There were difficult things, sometimes painful things, but now he could see that these were part of God's plan. As he reviewed those years, Joshua pointed the nation to, first of all, an immutable person, the God who does not change. He pointed to one who had kept his word to Israel. Whatever God said he would do, he did without fail. God's promises are as sure today as they were when they were spoken. With faith in the unchangeableness of God and in the truth of his word, God's people become an invincible people. Their knowledge of God endows them with great certainty and courage. With confidence in the God who cannot fail, believers will have all they need to carry on as soldiers of the cross of Christ. Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our text for this morning comes from the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Anything is better than the dead calm of indifference. Our souls may wisely desire the north wind of trouble, if that alone can be sanctified to the drawing forth of the perfume of our graces. So long as it cannot be said, The Lord was not in the wind, we will not shrink from the most wintry blast that ever blew upon plants of grace. Did not the spouse in this verse humbly submit herself to the reproofs of her beloved, only entreating him to send forth his grace in some form, and making no stipulation as to the peculiar manner in which it should come? Did she not, like ourselves, become so utterly weary of deadness and unholy calm that she sighed for any visitation which would brace her to action? Yet she desires the warm south wind of comfort, too, the smiles of divine love, the joy of the Redeemer's presence. These are often mightily effectual to arouse our sluggish life. She desires either one or the other, or both, so that she may but be able to delight her beloved with the spices of her garden. She cannot endure to be unprofitable, nor can we. How cheering a thought that Jesus can find comfort in our poor, feeble graces. Can it be? It seems far too good to be true. Well may we court trial, or even death itself, if we shall thereby be aided to make glad Emmanuel's heart. Oh, that our heart were crushed to atoms, if only by such bruising our sweet Lord Jesus could be glorified. Graces unexercised are as sweet perfumes slumbering in the cups of the flowers. The wisdom of the great husbandman overrules diverse and opposite causes to produce the one desired result, and makes both affliction and consolation draw forth the grateful odors of faith, love, patience, hope, resignation, joy, and the other fair flowers of the garden. May we know by sweet experience what this means.
Bye.
How often have you passed a church displaying a sign which reads, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. But down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not because of his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who were saved during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may make your check out to Let the Bible Speak. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
Thank you.
I think if there's one thing that's missing today in the Christian church, that's what it is. Confidence. Not self-confidence, but real Christ-centered confidence. Confidence to pray. Praying with confidence. Not just whispering in the dark and hoping somehow, somewhere, somebody will pick it up. Praying with confidence. Witnessing with confidence. Evangelizing with confidence. Standing for God with confidence. Confidence in your heart. Confidence in your home. Confidence in the church. Confidence in the world. Confidence in every sphere begotten in our hearts because our view of our immutable God and His unbreakable promise have rendered us an invincible people. You know, when God's people really get the grip of that, or should I say when that gets the grip of them, it's then they begin to experience a measure of revival. Because it's this confidence, if you read the history of revival, it's that confidence that is one of the chief marks of what they have and what we so often don't have. That assurance of who God is and what He has said and what He's doing, His absolute power and grace. We have the confidence that it's well. Can you take that to your heart today? Are you saved? Your sins forgiven? Is your name in heaven? Are you united to Christ? Are you justified freely? Are you clothed in His righteousness? Are you God's child? Is He your Father, Jesus Christ, your mediator and elder brother, the Holy Spirit, your indwelling comforter, the seal of God that seals you to the day of redemption? Are those things true of you? Then it is well. But my body hurts. Okay, my body hurts, but it's well. I'm not minimizing pain. I'm not minimizing the anxieties that hit us in the business or in the home or in the body. I'm not at all making light of the burdens. But I want to tell you, I'm giving you what this book teaches, the only thing. The two things God can do for you with your burdens. Either He can remove your burdens or He can simply strengthen your back to bear the burdens. Those are the only two things He's going to do in this life, or any mixture thereof. Paul the Apostle had some burdens removed, but most of them remained. God just gave him stronger shoulders to bear them. And I want you to think of how he described those burdens. Our light affliction. Can you think of that? This is the man who at this time had been beaten with rods, he had been stoned and left for dead, he had suffered shipwreck, a night and a day he had spent in the deep, forsaken by friends and cursed by enemies. And he says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Now, I want to tell you, Paul was not a liar. He meant it was a light affliction. It's not to say he didn't feel the burden. He did. For he said, there comes daily upon me, on top of all these things, the care of all the churches. He felt it. Paul was not made of stone. He felt it. But I want to tell you what he felt even more. He felt
the glory of the person and the work of Christ. He says, why we look at the things which are not seen. There are things which cannot be touched and seen, but yet they are more real than the things that can. In other words, Paul was saying, I have such a sight by faith of my immutable Redeemer, and I have such a grasp in my heart of his unbreakable promise that I have absolute confidence. And he gives me the strength to carry on regardless, not as an injured martyr, but as a victorious soldier in the army of the all-conquering Christ. We can live in victory. We should live in victory. But let's ask ourselves today, are we living in victory? The answer is not in here. It's not in here. I heard a preacher, and I'll be deliberately vague, for I don't want to castigate the preacher, except that it is just expressive of the whole mindset of so many of God's people today, where he took a Bible character and picked out a few facts, told the story again, not half as well as he had read it in the Authorized Version, but told it again and set them out there. Now, maybe God has spoken to you that you don't have this characteristic and you don't have that characteristic, and now you can get it right. Now, here's the appeal. You can get it right. God has told you, you need to get it right. So get it right. You put your hand up. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. I was grieved to hear it, because I felt for all those people who would put their hand up honestly and sincerely, desiring to be what they ought to be. I guarantee the next day they're as bad or worse than when they started, only this time more frustrated, more cynical. Is there any reality in this religion at all? You see, the answer is not, well, I can get it right, for you can't. The answer is in Christ. See him. Look to him. Feast your eyes and your soul upon him. Trust him. Fellowship with him. And as he fills your heart and your mind, then you will be invincible in the service of Christ. May God grant us that experience as we look unto Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, this meeting will be over and you'll be free to leave. There will be, as Dr. Barrett announced, just a few minutes between the two services. I say to you before we dismiss this gathering, I've talked today very simply and very plainly on life and its problems, death and its reality and eternity, with heaven and hell. In the quietness of this solemn moment, I want you to think, where am I headed? Where am I headed? God were to take me right from the pew in which I sit, and he could, where would I be in eternity? Man or woman or young person, the Bible says, repent and believe the gospel. Repent and be converted. Turn to Christ. Trust Him. Take Him at His word. Remember, He'll do all He has said that He would do. And He said He'll save you. If you come and ask Him, come, call on the name of the Lord, and be saved. Backslider, He has promised, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll do what He has promised. It's time to get back to the Savior. Where you sit, lift your heart to Him in honest, simple prayer, and He'll hear the cry of your heart. And if you've done that, I'd like you to remain as the others leave and come and have a word with me. I'd be glad to give you some literature that will help you. I want to see you go on with God. Men and women, boys and girls, seek the Lord and seek Him now. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. Save the lost, we pray. Lord, let them not simply harden their hearts and their necks against God, for Thou hast said if they do, they will be suddenly destroyed and left without remedy. O God, we pray, have mercy on the lost. Bring them to the Savior. Have mercy on the cold in heart, those who have become defeated or discouraged by the way. They have lost sight of Christ. They're like Peter who followed afar off, or like Peter on the waves when he got his eyes off Christ and was overwhelmed by circumstances and lost out. O Lord, stretch out Your hand today, we pray. Lift up the fallen and cheer the downhearted and encourage those who are in trouble of body or of soul. We pray, our God, that Thou wilt speak a word in season to every heart. And God, grant today that Thou wilt give every Christian here the rejoicing spirit that comes from this testimony to our unfailing God and His unfailing promise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.